guest today is Dr. Andrew Maniotis. His website is andrewmaniotis.wordpress.com. Be sure to visit the chat room by clicking on the chat room button right under the radio schedule button at spingola.com. We will take some questions at 800-313-9443 after the next break. You were talking about the damage to populations, and I think if we look at the school population, and you mentioned the troops, and even if you look at the troops right now, and their illnesses and what they come home to face, and I think that that's a very good point.
The pertussis epidemic out west with 100% vaccinated populations there.
Indeed.
You're spreading the disease around. Again, it speaks to the book I've got on my website called How to Predict Epidemics. The best way to predict the epidemic is to follow the vaccine. As you know, Nigeria has the highest polio rates, and India does also in the world. These are also the most heavily vaccinated populations for polio. Or, as mentioned, Mayo Clinic came out with a study on flu. I mean, they have three times the hospitalization rate following the flu vaccine. These are pieces of evidence showing that vaccination does harm populations because it increases the, you know, background incidence of the disease. So that's a very cogent point that people ought to look at.
On your website, you make an association between cancer and vaccines. Could you elaborate on that?
Oh, right. The Veterinary Societies of America and the Feline Sarcoma Society. I was a cancer researcher on melanoma and breast cancer for many years, and we published a paper in American Journal of Pathology showing these two natural molecules that build or stop the building of tissues naturally are at the root of reversing cancer, much like the anti-neoplastins that Brzezinski came up with. And they're stable molecules of the extracellular matrix, fibronectin and laminin. And so the veterinarians, they wrote me a letter. They said, why do 160,000 cats a year develop tumors that are far more aggressive than they would normally be at their vaccination sites? And I said, well, because it disturbs the tissue structure regardless of the vaccine type, all right, because you're introducing a noxious toxin that's non-self into the body. You don't need non-self. Your whole immune system is designed to detect self from non-self. So when you start injecting these things, you can expect to see 160,000 cats a year developing tumors at the injection site. And then the noblest, Gerhausen, with his HPV mythology, gave his Nobel lecture after receiving the prize in 2008, showing how cattle get cancers at their vaccine sites, and as do some humans that underwent the smallpox vaccine. So, you know, when you in cancer research, it's been known for maybe almost three centuries that when hydrocarbons and other toxins are put under the skin, that you can reliably and reproducibly induce cancers. Now, our cancer rates are through the roof right now, as they've never been before. I mean, they touted the hepatitis B vaccine in the 90s as being an anti-cancer vaccine, yet the cancer rates for liver cancer went up after the vaccine was introduced. Not by a whole lot, but it was demonstrable. It was recorded. That's because the vaccines induce the thing that they're designed to prevent in many cases. This all goes back to medical schools again, and how doctors learn about the body as a machine. They are taught that there's the seed and then there's the soil. The soil is the natural, balanced, imbalanced human body, and the seed is the polio virus or the flu virus or the cancer cell or something like that, the AIDS virus, so-called AIDS virus.
All right.
So our whole task in life is to attack the seed.
All righty. Thank you. We do have to go to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes, and we've got some callers lining up.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And our guest today is Dr. Andrew Maniotis. His website is andrewmaniotis.wordpress.com. How did that veterinary agency respond to your information?
Well, they're actively lobbying right now to reduce the number of animal vaccines throughout the world. You know how they get letters in the mail every year to get your pet vaccinated. They have been systematically in Australia, the United States, especially in Great Britain, trying to raise awareness at roundtable discussions and even in the published literature that to reduce the number of vaccines amongst the animal, companion animals, people's pets. That's how they've responded, because it's cogent. They find that the animals developing tumors have the same two molecules that we discovered that reverse or accelerate tumor growth. So they're trying to raise awareness about this. That's how they responded.
Right. Getting back to breast cancer is just increasing dramatically. And what kind of vaccines are associated with breast cancer? Say people who've gotten vaccines as a child. Do they develop breast cancer later on as a result of those things?
There's good evidence that that's the case, and the reason why is because dogs, have a high incidence. Many types of species have a high incidence of breast cancer, which is tied to vaccination. And you can tie it because they have shorter lives and things like that than humans do. You don't have to do a 35 to 50 year study. You can do a 4 to 5 year study and show that. And all vaccines will contribute to the cancer load. There's no particular vaccine that can be singled out at this point because, as I said, the scientific studies have not been done, which is why I'd like to propose this year a scientific exemption, not religious, not personal belief, but a scientific exemption to vaccination, because there's never been science done to show efficacy or that they work, that they do not cause diseases that they're meant to prevent, that they don't create new diseases. I mean, leprosy was in Hawaii. The reason the leper colonies were there was because of smallpox vaccination. That was well known. Or on military bases in California, they had huge waves of syphilis following smallpox vaccination. They create diseases there that were never heard of before as well, all right? This is all documented and in great depth on my website. You could find these things there.
Right.
But I just want to emphasize, we'd like to implement a scientific exemption to that. And also, for parents out there who are browbeaten by the school nurse and or public health officials to get their kid vaccinated, or else they're irresponsible and they belong in jail, as they were trying to throw all these African-American parents in jail in New Jersey a few years ago for not vaccinating, or charging them $500 a day for every day that they did not vaccinate. You know, we have a website, the Illinois Vaccine Awareness Coalition website, gives these forms free to the public as to how to fill out an exemption form. So you can get them there. You don't need to be browbeaten or threatened or called irresponsible because you have questions. Everybody I assume listening is an American here. You have the right to ask questions and keep asking them, and not just get a first opinion or second opinion, but get a 50th opinion if you so require one before you inject vile germs, toxins, viruses, fetal tissue, or whatever into your child.
Right. Now, what was the name? Illinois Vaccine Awareness? What is the website?
IVAC. IVAC. Illinois Vaccine Awareness Coalition. Website.
All righty. Okay, let's take a caller. Let's take Marvin in Minnesota. Marvin, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to say I was speaking with my sister, who is an RN at the Mayo Clinic. She's familiar with your work. She wants to thank you for the work that you do. She agrees with everything that you're saying. Basically, where she has a slight disagreement is that she says that at her hospital, you know, she has refused to take vaccinations, even though the hospital states that it wants all of its employees to take the vaccinations, and they want it required for everyone. And, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is absolutely behind that. They want it mandatory, and they want the healthcare workers should be able to be terminated if they refuse. But what she is saying is that, in fact, roughly 10 to 15% of RNs are declining to take the vaccinations, and she disputes the claim, which it sounded like you were making earlier in the program, that these hospitals can terminate employees based on their refusal. She says that patients and healthcare workers have always had the option to decline shots, and that they still do have that right.
Okay, well, Russ, thank you.
Do you want me to respond
comments,
to that?
Doctor?
Yeah, I'll briefly respond. Well, I just wanted to thank you for the compliment. When you work in a hospital as an RN or something like that, you know, there are an increasing number of these people on our side, so to speak, of the argument, and that's heartening. It's very heartening because, you know, they're on the front lines. There is a subtle and non-written, non-spoken issue when you are employed in a healthcare system, and a series of superstitions. You can be marginalized by your superiors. You can have promotions denied, etc. Your sister is right in one sense. If you protest loudly enough, sure, you can squeak through without getting a jab. But most of the time, people are worried about feeding their own kids, and if they happen to be healthcare workers, they are not going to do anything to jeopardize that position, and so therefore, it's presented to them in such a way, and if they don't have some kind of intestinal fortitude like your sister, they will comply, and they will get vaccinated, And they will suffer. I've known many of them to suffer the damage of vaccination. I knew one man, I had a case, that he had melanoma following his hepatitis B vaccine right in the lymph node in the same arm he got vaccinated on. He died of it. And I've known others as well who've had great morbidity, paralysis, et cetera, healthcare workers. And then they come around and say, okay, well, now I understand. The military as well, military physicians and surgeons for a long time have known this because the military has been amongst, or not amongst, they have been the forefront leaders of vaccines since time immemorial because they, you know, they want their soldiers to be protected against all things in the foxhole. And they see the most vaccine damage. All right, the great swine flu epidemic of 1976 with Gerald Ford getting vaccinated is a prime example of that. There was 500 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, and then they immediately halted that vaccine. The military, especially, think of it as a military. Hospitals are very militaristic in that sense. You know, they're not going to refuse the superior's orders. If the director of the hospital says, we want everybody vaccinated or else, you know, they're going to say, oh, okay, well, all I got to do is roll up my sleeve here, and then I'm off the hook. Your sister's right. If you protest loudly enough, sure, you can get off. Parents can get off by going to our website and getting one of these forms. However, the perception is that your job is toast, all right? Your position here is toast if you do not follow. And these are unwritten perceptions, basically, on most people's minds, in most people's minds. I hope that answers your question some.
All righty. Thank you. Let's go on to Dan in Texas. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Dr. Maniotis, you mentioned the issue in New Jersey with the parents that were brought to court.
Yes.
I heard the prosecutor in that case interviewed. The prosecutor himself was aware of his exemption rights. He exercised them. His children do not get vaccinated. However, when those 400 African-American parents were brought into that courtroom that day, not one of them were given notice that they had a right to sign the waiver. They were told, get the vaccine or get the fine.
Or go to jail.
Well, yeah, or go to jail. Now, my analogy is, if they're safe and effective, and you and I agree to a lawful gun duel, and I say you can have a bulletproof jacket on, and I'm not going to wear one. If your bulletproof vest is safe and effective, what objection do you have to me not wearing one in the duel? You're going to win. I'm going to die.
Not sure I quite understand what your question is.
You were talking about the analogy of waxing your car.
Right.
If you want to wax your car and protect your car, that's your business, but what right do you have to make me wax mine?
Right.
Well, if I want to have a gunfight with you, and you have the choice to wear a bulletproof vest, and you choose to wear one, and I choose not to wear one, why would you want to make me wear one?
That's what I'm saying. That's what my analogy says. Why would I want you to wax your car if I've already waxed mine? It's going to protect me from the winter rain. And, right.
But then the problem I see with all this over the years, Dr. Maniotis, because I'm anti-vaccine myself, I don't take them. I tried to encourage my daughters not to have their children take them. But this system we lived in browbeat them into it.
Mm-hmm.
But where we are is we're divided. They, of course, have the massive money and lobby of the pharmaceuticals. I have listened to a number of experts like yourself, all of whom I appreciate, Mary Toko, Russell Blaylock, Dr. Mm-hmm. Mercola, Lorraine Day. I could go on and on and on of all the good work you people do, but we need to be united, and I say you need to start a non-501c3 organization to unite all these people to raise funds to get volunteers in, because if I wanted, they have these.
Dan, could you hold that thought? We do have to cut to a break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
And his website is andrewmaniotis.wordpress.com. And we have Dan in Texas on the phone who was suggesting that all these very knowledgeable doctors who are willing to stick their neck out and tell the truth about vaccines should form some sort of a community.
Well, I agree absolutely. And we have in large measure, you know, with several, you know, major thrusts. The age of autism people are phenomenal. I love them. You know, we all contribute to each other's websites. Some of them are, you know, as you mentioned, they're incorporated like that. The national Barbara Lowe Fisher's group is, and Illinois Vaccine Awareness Coalition. We are of that mind too. But I guess I didn't mention it's IllinoisVaccineAwareness.org is where parents can get an exemption. There was a schism a few years ago, Dan. You know, one thing we could use is some real quick draw Texas gunslingers on our side, like yourself. You know,
as mentioned. Well, Doctor, sort of what I'm thinking about right off the top of my head, for example, is get a very unified national organization going, not this one, that one, the other one, all separate, but one good national organization. And, for example, file a lawsuit against the pharmaceuticals and the FDA seeking an injunction to stop distribution of these things until they can prove they're safe and effective.
That was done by several congressmen a number of years ago, and they were voted down. One of the encouraging issues, Dan, that's happened was this this AB 2109 bill in California. The vote came down in something like 53. We got defeated, but it was 53 against 26 this time, whereas in the past it was unanimous against us. So we are making some progress. I think you've got some excellent suggestions there, and I will explore them, and I want to thank you for bringing them to my attention. That's a great idea, as a matter of fact.
I think we hit them right where it hurts with a lawsuit seeking an injunction against distribution of these materials until the truth of this matter is displayed in a courtroom.
Injunction against distribution. I like it. I like it very much. Thank you, sir. Injunction.
Well, that's just my idea. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, take care, and thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dan. All righty, let's take Natalie in California. Natalie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna, for your program. And Dr. Maniotis, I wanted to ask you a question. My dog was diagnosed with a hemangiosarcoma, and I believe it's from the vaccinations that he's received in the past because that's where all his vaccinations went into. What do I do now?
Where? What part of his body?
It's on his back hip in the fatty part of the tissue.
Oh, okay. And he wasn't under the umbrella of the new vaccine laws for animals, and that's what that were invented actually during the Civil War in humans, that they decided to give all vaccines on a distal part of a limb so it could easily be amputated once the vaccine tissue rot set in, so it wouldn't kill the soldier or the animal, whichever the case may be.
Do I have it removed or what?
Well, if it's a vaccine-related tumor, it's going to be more aggressive than it would have been had it occurred by some other cause, all right? So I can't instruct you. I'm not a veterinarian. I can't instruct you which method to deal with the thing. All I can do is tell you that the new laws or the new recommendations are such that they are going back to Civil War awareness in that vaccines should only be given on distal portions of limbs so that they can be amputated given the tissue rot or tumors that occur there. Now, you'll have to take your dog to a cancer specialist in veterinary medicine, and they're going to give them the same worthless things that they give humans, like this show I mentioned on the I saw last night on Frontline. You know, they're going to give them, you know, they'll do everything they can. They'll charge you hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars, and the end result is not going to be favorable. I fear, but if it's a hemangiosarcoma, that gives you some leeway. I mean, knowing cancer, these can also be reversed by topical means using various treatments and things like that, and changes in the dog's dietary regimen. But more appropriately, I would, you know, given your options, I would explore these things, such as a cannabis treatment. Is it on the surface or is it deep in the tissue?
It's on the surface more so, but I do believe that it's very vascular. It does have veins running through it, but I am treating him holistically. Mm-hmm. In his diet, and also, you know, just trying to give him stuff that I give myself with detoxing and boosting his immune system.
You might also consider, if you can, especially, I don't know where you are in California, but hyperbaric oxygen and selenium have been shown in combination to oxidize the tumor to death. And also, it's not necessarily a bad thing that it's highly vascularized. That was the central focus of my research at one time and others that I collaborate with. And tumors can grow without oxygen, and in fact, they do so quite well. And to the chagrin of you know, $100 billion industries that tried to stop vascularization of tumors. We find in melanomas and in all kinds of tumors now that the less vascularized, the more dangerous. So you have some time, perhaps, I'm hoping, for your pet and yourself. And think about hyperbaric oxygen if you can get your dog into one.
Yes. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate that.
All righty. Thank you, Natalie. We're going to a quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Andrew Maniotis. His website is andrewmaniotis.wordpress.com. Be sure to visit the chat room by clicking on the chat room button right under the radio schedule button at spingola.com. If you want to make a phone call, ask a question, it's 800-313-9443. We were going to take Joe, but he just dropped. So let's go on to Arlene in Illinois. Arlene, welcome to the program.
Hi, great show. My cousin was vaccine damaged. She is a cleaning lady at a hospital, and they forced her to get, she declined in October. They forced her to get it under threat of losing her job in January. And now she's in constant pain. She has a frozen shoulder. I think they gave her the shot a little higher up than usual. And, I would, first of all, would like to know, is there anything she can do to remedy this? And secondly, is there any legal action she can take against the hospital?
Well, first of all, address the first one. Yeah, she needs an aggressive course of antioxidant therapy, which seems to have helped many people to reverse the ischemic damage. And there's a doctor up in Canada named Malden who's written very cogently on this issue that vaccine adjuvants, the things that they put in vaccines to hyper-boost them, like aluminum, they do exactly what they're supposed to do. They create a massive influx of neutrophils and other immune cells to the site of where the toxin was injected. And they actually in France have found aluminum crystals 8 years in cadavers at the injection site. So they
wow.
they stay at the site. So what needs to be done is a sort of a local chelation effect, not the systemic ones, which can be dangerous, but local, and a regimen of antioxidants, such as glutathione, the master antioxidant, and high-dose vitamin C. I mean, we're finding in cancer patients now, I mean, we can go, I mean, Pauling went up to something like 50 grams IV, you know, three times a week. I mean, some physicians I've encountered are going up to 250 milligrams, you know, three times a week, which is a quarter, you know, of a kilo. And it, without toxicity, there has been no toxicity in any patient. There's been no adverse reactions to the antioxidant therapy. So that's one thing you may think about or explore or, mm-hmm. or you know, address your healthcare providers with if they're stumped. And this is the kind of case that I've encountered. Also, you may look at some of the issues that a woman named Judy Converse, she wrote a book many years ago because her son was vaccine damaged, and she's developed diets. Jenny McCarthy's another one that mm-hmm. Have reversed autism in children. Which is a far more devastating ischemic condition throughout the, you know, the system, the whole body, than what you described about your sister's shoulder. That may help if she gets a radical change in her diet. And it's my guess also she's got other issues going on, which could be addressed again by Judy Converse and her
okay.
her institute and her book, and also some of what Jenny McCarthy has been trying to achieve. The second question about the legal issues is, go for it. The gentleman down in Texas had the right idea. I mean, why shouldn't she pursue damages? The problem is in finding a lawyer that will.
That's what I'm finding a problem with.
Exactly, that will champion this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I might suggest one, a good lawyer. His name is Jaffe. He was the guy that protected Brzezinski from the five congressional indictments that found no wrongdoing in his anti-neoplastics. He's a very high-profile lawyer who might have the courage. And there are others, too. So
okay.
you have to be careful, though, because, you know, a lot of them will up front say that, well, yeah, I'll take the case on. I see dollar signs at the end of the road here. But you have to assess yourself their level of open-mindedness and willingness to go the distance
mm-hmm.
and achieve some sort of recompense. Of course, there's also vaccine-damaged courts that you could take her for and take the case to and try it, because it is so localized. And because she was threatened, her job was threatened, addressing essentially the first caller's question about his sister who said, well, she could opt out, she was an RN. This is exactly the kind of thing that I was trying to describe. There is an unwritten, unspoken culture in healthcare organizations where if you do not get vaccinated, even if she's somebody who's a custodian, she is. Her job is being held over her head, and you know she needs to feed her kids. She needs to pay her rent, etc.
Right, right. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, I wish I could do more.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Arlene. All righty, let's take Charles in California. Charles, welcome to the program.
Good morning or good afternoon. My mother has irritable bowel syndrome, and I'm wondering if that's related to vaccines at all.
Well, that was one of the first real breakthroughs that Andrew Wakefield and others championed when they with the measles vaccine and others. So, and it's a truism that all autistic kids have a condition known as constipated diarrhea. In other words, they have watery bowels with large undigested constipation-causing issues.
Yes.
The gut is what most people don't appreciate, you know, when they talk about bone marrow transplants and immune cells coming from bone marrow, is that the gut is the most developed immune system of the body. And I've had some direct experience with this in recent years. We've cultured more stem cells from the gut than any other part of the body, and shown that they can generate all the immune cells of the body at about 87 times that which the bone marrow can do. So, theoretically, it's extremely likely that the problems with the gut are due to vaccination. And the good news, however, is that some of these issues can be resolved. And I mentioned the two people, Judy Converse's book and other people who have come up with diets that have been successful at reversing, you know, the issue with the disturbed gut. There are other things, too, though, such as something called, if I can remember it, Florac compound that we give to people said to have AIDS. And this is really one of the greatest achievements, I think, in the last 20 years. And it reinstitutes all of the gut flora, which is becoming one of the the most important foci of modern science, that if you have the right intestinal balances of anaerobic versus aerobic bacteria and other organisms that should be there, you will experience normal health again, and you can reverse these things. So all of these things are worth looking into. The thing I wanted to say about the connection to AIDS is that we've known for a long time, you know, there's 210 vaccines in the vaccine pipeline for HIV currently, and there have been 60 failed vaccines. The AIDS era has been the greatest advance in humankind to show that vaccines don't work, because there has not been a single HIV vaccine that's protected anyone from acquiring anything like irritable bowel syndrome or the other 58 diseases.
Yes.
But this Florac compound, it's a concoction of a number of microorganisms that have only in recent months been shown to be better than everything else ever tried at reinstituting the normal gut balance, and it's worth looking into.
Okay, well, thank you very much there. I appreciate that.
You're welcome,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Charles. All righty, let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
I wanted to tell you what happened recently to a horse that we have. I have a lady that keeps her two horses out here, and one of them's like, she didn't know how old exactly, but she might be as old as 25. But she took him to the vet to have a checkup, and the horses got a vaccine. And when she brought him back, the older one wouldn't eat for 2.5 days. And I asked her what all she vaccinated him for, and she had given him each about 4 vaccines. It was rabies, some kind of horse encephalitis, West Nile virus, and there was one more I don't remember. And I said, and I tried to explain to her that those vaccines have never been tested all together, you know, to give them all at one time.
True.
But anyway, I wanted to tell people about a kind of a poor man's hyperbaric deal. Deanna, you know, David Hinkson, he years ago had bought an ozone generator he makes, and it's the ozone generates from crystal. It's not nitrous ozone that it generates. But anyway, he said he had tried this himself, is that he makes a kind of a big bag that you can slip on and halfway get it tied around your neck and your sleeves, and I think he used like Ultrax or Supplex or something like that, and then kind of sticks the ozone. His ozone generator deal was on a tube, and you kind of stick that in there, and I think he was recommending not more than an hour, you know, but, you know, it's kind of an idea for people
yeah.
who may need it in the future.
Yeah, thank you for describing that, because, you know, we've recently been trying to get several people into hyperbaric oxygen, and the insurance companies will pay for it if it's diabetes-related, so, you know, the limbs don't rot and they don't fall off due to ischemia and whatnot. diabetic reasons, but not other reasons such as bed sores and things like that. And you know, we're trying very hard right now to change the consciousness mindset of the mainstreamers, because there are several national centers of hyperbaric oxygen. One's at Duke University, the other's at Long Beach, California. There's one in Kansas too, by the way.
I think the Garvey Center, the there in Wichita.
They may be. Yeah, there's one in a small one in Wichita, but there's one at Stormont Vale, I believe, or
yeah.
It's Topeka.
The one in Wichita, they used an old diving thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're. But I have heard that if you get somebody who's just had a stroke, if you get them in one of those, it can really help. But they don't use that.
Well, there's a scientific basis for it because, you know, so much of what's wrong, including the major massive medical mental disorders such as MS and things like that, are shown now with the best of modern medical imaging equipment to involve ischemia. Ischemia is a failure of the circulation of oxygen and things like that in the tissue. So if you force oxygen in these things, you can expect that you may get some partial or even complete recovery in many cases. And I'm not saying this as a fact, I'm saying this as why don't we try it as a new precautionary or investigative principle. But to get that through the NIH or NCI or any of these other agencies is like putting a camel through the eye of a needle, you know, because it's, there's no mechanistic basis for it, there's no reason to try it, we've already got proven remedies that work, but then when you go and look at the statistics of the proven remedies, you go into, you know, the closet and start crying because you see right away that they're not doing they're not making a dent in melanomas and things like that and other diseases. So it's a very interesting idea about this.
Okay, that's all I had. Deanna, you might describe what those fabrics are since you know a lot about fabrics so people understand.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. All righty. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Yeah, great show, Dr. Maniotis. I just recommend that you'd emphasize three or four points.
Sure.
First one, the age the child has developed an immune system. There shouldn't be any vaccinations before they even have a working immune system.
True.
Two, the concept of oral tolerization. That's the key point. All vaccinations should be given orally. That's the way the body actually responds to foreign proteins and produces antibodies.
True.
And third, you should emphasize the fact that you want to maximize the immune system. And I think the most people that are challenged by these, you know, really destructive vaccinations are the people that are taking a whole bunch of carbohydrates into their system and really destroying or lowering the effectiveness of their immune system. And as
True.
A couple callers, the wheat and the dairy products with lactose, another sugar, into the system really do that. And for the callers that have animals, I would recommend you look into DMSO even for people, because DMSO is really the miracle solvent that really cures almost everything.
Well, we used to use it in cancer, DMSO, until it was deemed non-effective in many cases. DMSO, you're right, it's a solvent, but you need to carry something on the back of the solvent, such as O2 or something like that, that has a direct effect on the mitochondria of the cells. I wanted to back up again and say thank you again for emphasizing all three cogent points. I don't know if you saw in 60 Minutes a few weeks ago, a very illustrious doctor in California, he pronounced sugar as a poison, as a toxin. I mean, he came right out and said it I don't remember which interviewer it was, but yes, that's right. I mean, you can do so much through diet and the mucosal immunity thing is absolutely correct, dead on correct, sir, and I thank you for helping me helping us distribute that information.
And you might want to look into John Beard. He was an English professor of anatomy, the pancreatic enzyme perspective of exactly how the pancreas and the pancreatic enzymes work in the control of cancer and other kind of tumor-like situations.
I have, and again, I take it back to the grant review committees that NCI used to sit on and stuff like that. Try proposing pancreatic enzymes to the pharmaceutically backed NIH and NCI as something we want to test, not something we want to implement yet, but just test, and you'll see how quickly the grant will get thrown in the trash can. But yes, Beard did us all a service. He was a genius, and so were his predecessors who helped him realize about the issues of the pancreatic enzymes.
Well, that's why Deanna has one of the great shows, because we can get this to the people and not go through the powers that be. Thanks a lot, Deanna, and I listen for the rest of the show.
Thank you,
Richard. All righty, we're coming up on a break, but let's take Anthony in Oklahoma quickly. Anthony?
Good evening and good afternoon. Yes, Doctor, after I joined the military.
Okay, Anthony, we are going to have to hold you over. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Today is Dr. Andrew Maniotis. His website is andrewmaniotis.wordpress.com. And we lost Anthony, so we'll take Jim in New Mexico. Jim, real quick.
Yeah, hi, Dana. Thank you. And hello, Anthony. Thank you. I live here in the Southwest, and there are regular occurrences of animals being found with rabies. And so we're constantly being advised to vaccinate as a preventive for our pets of contracting rabies. I was wondering what your guests thought about that.
Well, you know, a few months ago, there was a lot of press and whatnot about them actually dropping rabies-tainted material all over Texas.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so so the issue is going back to rabies with Pasteur. You know, it's one of the few diseases that have been shown to have some efficacy with vaccination. All right, one of the few, if only. However, the rabies route of administration, going back to what the prior gentleman who was just on the caller in said, needs to be administered in the correct way. You have to remember that Pasteur himself, if you read him carefully and read all about him, he couldn't get, to have a scientific experiment with a disease, you need 100% animals affected with the disease, and then introduce your vaccine to show that, well, 89, 91, 96%, 100% of those animals are then protected upon challenge. So,
what needs to be oral, you say?
Well, it needs to be through some other route, because what Pasteur found was that he couldn't get his animals infected unless he gave them intracranial injections.
Oh.
And this was found to be the case with scrapie and other agents that have been, a major issue for public health.
Is that in the head? Intracranial?
Yeah, intracranial. You need to, you're not going to contract the illness unless you get it by a certain route of administration. And vaccination has not been shown to be effective. So you really don't know scientifically if the animal is just resistant to it, because, why does one dog get rabies and another one not, even though he's bitten?
Mm-hmm.
We will never know if Joseph Meister, the first treated human with the rabies vaccine at Pasteur, he was bitten 17 times by a hydrophobic dog. We don't know if he would have contracted rabies left alone, because he wasn't given rabies intracranially, all right?
Yeah, well, I've never had my little cat vaccinated for anything, and she's 3 years old and perfectly healthy.
Well,
and,
of course.
I try to give her a good raw food diet. You know, animals don't eat cooked food and processed food any more, really, than humans are made to. So, yeah, I feed her a good raw diet, and
Well, hopefully,
that's the best I can hope for. She starts acting stranger than she does already. I might want to keep her at a distance.
Yeah, your geographical location, it doesn't matter. I mean, the public health officials, they're going to be promoting vaccinations and this sort of thing, no matter where you live. And, it's ubiquitous. So.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. And Dr. Maniotis, we have run out of time. I thank you so very much for your presentation, your scholarship. It's just amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Diana. It was so much a pleasure to talk to you again.
All righty. Let's do this again soon.
Good luck to you and your show. It's a wonderful show you have.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.